from influenza by getting your flu shot. And this year, it's more important than ever. The flu can have serious health consequences, and getting your flu vaccine is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your family from this disease. Flint Hills Community Health Center is hosting a drive-through flu clinic Friday, October 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Health Center, 420 West 15th Avenue. Learn more at flinthillshealth.org.
KVUN News Time is 8:25, which is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Jen Linhart is joining us here this morning to talk about a lot of different activities taking place in Madison this weekend.
Jane, good morning.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that, as always. Well, what, do we have a big alumni weekend in Madison coming up?
We do. We're fingers crossed that the rain stays away. I know we need the rain, but it's kind of a yay boo there. But yeah, we have some fun events. We're trying something new. You know, last year with COVID, there was no Madison Days, no alumni. So we had made the decision late last fall to move it to homecoming weekend, in lieu of the absence of an actual Madison Day celebration. So, you know, we're going to take a stab at it, and if it's somewhat successful, then we'll hopefully keep doing this in the future.
Well, you've got a couple of big days of activities set up, and starting off tomorrow.
Yes. Again, lots of people rallied around this whole concept of the alumni / homecoming, and so Madison is hosting a blood drive, starting things out tomorrow afternoon. Of course, there's always a pep assembly around homecoming. The public is invited. That's going to be 3:00 at the football field there in Madison. And then this is one of the things that we are doing new this year. We're asking all alumni to come and tailgate prior to the game. Fortunately, no one has to cook, because the senior class is going to be doing hamburgers, baked beans, chips, and a cookie for a free will donation. So just bring yourselves, support the Madison senior class so they can go on a nice trip, and watch Madison play Oxford, which is at 7 p.m. Friday evening.
7 p.m., that undefeated Madison football team, by the way.
Undefeated.
Rolling towards a state title, maybe? Yeah, that's what we're looking at, I think. So
That never gets old, saying undefeated.
No, it doesn't. So, yeah, big night Friday in Madison at the football field. So what do we got going on Saturday then, Jane?
So Saturday is a lot. There's a lot. If you are in Madison, you are not going to be disappointed with activities and food. I mean, who doesn't love food? So you can start out by supporting the Verdigris Foundation. They do scholarships for Madison. So they're doing a biscuits and gravy breakfast, which is always delicious. That starts at the Souder Center there downtown from 7 to 10. Then this is really cool. This is a Pastor Bob Robinson, which I'm sure you're both familiar with. He's the local historian there in Madison, and he's got such great knowledge. He does I don't know if either of you have ever read this, but he has a great weekly article in the Madison News about something in the past, and it could range from like the 1800s to something that happened in the 80s or 90s. And it really is entertaining. I enjoy reading it every week. And so he's going to be doing a virtual tour about the history of Madison from 10 to 11 at the library. So I will be there. I'm excited to, I think I know a lot about my hometown, but I'm pretty sure I'll learn something new for sure. And then if you're hungry, then our Legion, which has really become super active the last couple of years, and they have done a wonderful job in doing a lot of beautification projects, not only downtown, we have an island, but also up at the ball field on top of the hill. Don't ask me what street, it's just the hill.
So, that hill.
You know, the hill in Madison. But they're doing a drive-by hamburger feed. So you can stay in your car. We're trying to be as cognizant and safe as possible. And again, they do a great job of putting on a hamburger feed. So once you've had your hamburger, we're doing a car blowout. Now, I'm from Madison, and I do kind of remember this in the past, but I had to have Randy Engel of the American Legion kind of explain to me again what a carb blowout is. And so for Chuck and Ron, if you don't know what a carb blowout is, has never seen it, if you're an interested observer, you can put $1 into the kitty. We're going to have two cars there. One car is sponsored by the Main Street Mamas, which again is a wonderful organization in Madison. Very active. They do a lot of things for the community. And then the other car is sponsored by the Legion. And it's my understanding that, and I'm not for sure how they do it, but somebody in each car revs the engine up until it blows, and you bet on which car is going to blow first.
Yes, okay. we have seen that in play actually. I think somebody did it down in Soden's Grove Park a couple of years ago. So yes,
okay,
that is an engine blowing up. So, and then you win if you bet on it. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly for sure. I just before we were talking, I just sent Mr. Engel a explanation as to actually how that works. The winner of whoever picks what time the
okay,
engine blows.
Gotcha. So there
like
it is. It's
based on what time, and so. And I'm not really knowing a lot about mechanical things, like say if I picked a minute 25 seconds, right? And the first engine blew at a minute 25, then I would win the pot,
okay.
which is the winner gets $100.
Okay.
That ain't bad.
So yeah, it's a time-based, pick that you have to work with the engine blowout. So yeah, a little noisy, but well worth it. That is entertainment right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a small town entertainment at its finest, for sure. So, and then we would encourage people to stick around because we do have our alumni dinner now. We haven't had one, of course, since 2019, and had a really, really nice crowd. I've been involved with the alumni dinner for about the last 4 years now, and up until COVID, we were on this trajectory of really adding to it every year. And so, again, it's a different time of the year. Most people are acclimated to coming in June, during the summer. We really hope that if any alumni is listening, if you haven't already sent me a text, a call, an email, a private message, please let me know. I do have to give King's Pub and Grub, which is a new establishment in Madison. And as you both can imagine, I'm very interested in doing things locally as much as we can. And so they are going to be catering a delicious meal of smothered pork chops, cheesy potatoes, a side salad, a vegetable, a roll, and a delicious piece of homemade pie.
Nice.
All
wow.
Right.
That sounds
delicious.
Good, yeah.
Mm.
All for $15 is what we're asking. You can reserve your spot up until any time Friday by 5, and you can pay at the door. So no need to PayPal or Venmo me. If you want to, that's fine. But just plan on paying at the door. I just kind of need to give them a number. And we will be honoring, the way our alumni dinner works is we honor the class who's having a 50-year reunion. Well, in lieu of last year not happening, we'll be honoring the classes of 1970 and 1971.
And where will this alumni dinner be taking place, Jane?
So that is at the high school.
Okay.
In the auxiliary gymnasium there is where we typically set up.
Does that put a wrap on things Saturday then?
It does not.
Okay.
I know. Get your dancing shoes on, Ron and Chuck, and come to Madison. The Alumni Association is sponsoring a band called the Cognitos. And Barry Williams is one of the members of the Cognitos, and he is actually married to a Madison alum who is Nina Russell. So Nina Russell Williams. And they are going to be playing a lot of classic rock, some popular dance, a little bit of funk. We're going to be set up right in front of the Souder building downtown between them and Forum Technologies. And so it's bring your lawn chair. There's no admission. Bring your lawn chair and be prepared to dance the night away under the stars. Hopefully the stars are shining and it's not raining.
So classic rock, a little funk in there, too. That sounds good.
Boy, that sounds like
a blast. In Madison Saturday nights. All right. Bringing Saturday to a close, huh?
There will be, and I do want to say this is a very family-friendly event because, again, the Main Street Mamas are going to have some bouncy houses downtown for the kids. So families, if you're listening, come down, enjoy the great music, dance the night away, and let the kids play in the bouncy houses because it's all going to be right there.
And I think Chuck was talking with one of the Main Street Mamas just last
week.
Yeah,
Kristen Dean, I believe.
They're a part of a match day through the Emporia Community Foundation.
Yes.
So doing good things.
Great organization.
Yeah, doing good things in Madison. Well, let's see. Let's finish off the weekend in good form, Jane. And how might we do that?
We are going to host our annual Madison Golf Club, which, of course, I'm a member out there as well. We finish our golf season with what we call the Fall Fest. It's usually a beautiful fall day, usually being the key word there. It's usually a great fall day. It's our last tournament of the season that's sponsored by the golf course. Start time is 10 a.m., so you can stay out a little late downtown dancing and still be at the golf course by 10 a.m. We're at 17 teams, which is fantastic. We can accommodate usually up to about 22 teams on a 9-hole course. So if you're listening out there and you'd like to get a team, we would love to have you in Madison. It is $200 per team, which, of course, lunch is included. We do have some nice hole prizes, and carts are available to rent. You just need to let either D. Elliott, Gary Kyle, or myself know if you would like to get a team in. But that will be the last event for homecoming / alumni weekend.
That is always a great tournament, the Fall Classic. And Sunday looks really nice, 74 degrees.
It does.
So a beautiful fall day. And that Madison.
Perfect golf weather.
So is the golf course in pretty good shape?
Golf course is in great shape. Gary Kyle, both of you are probably familiar with him. He has been our greenskeeper for the last several years. We're actually losing him at the end of October. He is finally going to retire. And he has just done a wonderful job with how great our course looks. So we appreciate all he's done, and come down and play. It's a great family friendly, affordable place to play golf.
It's a really nice course. They do a great job with that, and it's always a great tournament, the Fall Classic at the Madison Golf Club, and that is coming up this Sunday. So if people want to get a hold of you, Jane, how can they do that?
They can call, text me at 620-437-7999. They can email me at all one word, Jane, JaneErinlinhart at Outlook, or they can private message me via Facebook, either the alumni Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, or we do have a website. If you just Google Madison, Kansas alumni, it takes you up to our website as well.
All right. So we're not going to let you go without asking how Ed, your husband, is doing. How is Ed?
Thank you for asking. It's been almost a year to the date that we had our interview about his journey post-COVID. He's doing pretty darn good for what what he is currently going through with multiple myeloma and then the effects of post-COVID. So I appreciate you asking. Every day is a gift with him, and we are enjoying every single day.
I'll tell you what, we'll give Ed our best, and we're going to follow you and some of your roamings around on Facebook. You're very active with a number of wonderful events in and around the Emporia area, Lebo and the golf course in Osage City, and we see Ed involved in some golfing out there. So good to see Ed out and about. And you're probably pretty excited about the Lebo basketball season coming up too.
I am.
I just had a conversation with my young son this morning about that. I said, "Hey, tomorrow's October 1st. That means basketball season is about 6 weeks away." So,
yes, indeed.
Yes, we're very excited. He is absolutely loving his time in the Lebo school system and in the Lebo community. Everyone here has been incredibly welcoming. He's humbled and grateful to be back in the Lyon County League, and this is where he belongs. So we're real excited about the season and him just being back within the Lyon County League.
Yeah,
he's real excited.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk to a head coach, Austin Klumpy, here down the road. Well,
absolutely.
Jane, thanks so much for your time this morning. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jane.
Likewise. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Ron. And happy belated birthday yesterday, Ron.
Oh, appreciate it, Jane. Thanks.
Yeah, take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Jane Linhart. Madison alumni activities all weekend, you know, beginning in earnest tomorrow and going through Sunday, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of great things happening this weekend, the Madison alumni activities.